Spider-Man. Was that too loud, Jay?
Were we supposed to see that?
I mean, I'm asking. That was a little extra.
Spider-Man.
best Marvel movie, right, Rod?
You tripping.
I think so, too.
You think so?
On the best Marvel?
No. It was great. Hey, I'm not taking anything away from Spider-Man. Yeah. This is by far the best Spider-Man.
A little bit,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, so, all right. So, what, outside of, because I did agree with Mike, like, with Civil War is, like, up there with me. So, what's better than Spider-Man?
Civil War?
Not Civil War, because remember I said in a separate side conversation that, okay, I'll give you Civil War. But outside of Civil War.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Outside of Civil War, like, what's better than Spider-Man?
No, I feel you. Why? No, Spider-Man's up there, but you said this was the best Marvel movie of all time.
Then because that was Civil War.
Yeah.
If you're agreeing Civil War is better, then we're good.
Yeah, remember good. I said, you said Civil War, I was like, oh, okay. Hold on.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I was like, well, okay. Civil War.
I think it was part of the discussion because I think, you know, when you said it, he was like, oh, wait, let me think about that.
Because I didn't.
Then we were kind of like, well, let you guys go see it. Right. And then when you see it, we'll come back and talk about it.
But before we saw it, like, Rod doubled down on that. Like, oh, no, this is the best Marvel movie of all time. And I'm looking at him
like, trying to force that. I'm telling you, like, when he said, Civil War, I was like, okay, well, Civil War, I'll give you that one.
Even if he didn't, then he's doing it now.
Okay. Yeah he's doing it now. So we're in agreement
that Civil War is better. That's cool.
I agree with that.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask. I mean, so when we talked, who hadn't seen the movie?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
Damn. Oh, you still haven't seen it?
No, I saw it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the time when we talked.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it. And I think maybe only y'all two had seen it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I love how they introduced Tony Stark into creating the suit for him and having like his own. No,
now,
you don't
that
like
part of the com- is that
no.
part of the
No, it's not.
The and that was the part that I did not like.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't read the comments. So I was like.
You know, my issue with comic book movies these days is everything is based on technology.
Yeah.
And when we were younger, it was really just an average dude becomes a superhero versus I'm building all this shit.
Or they had powers.
Or they had cool powers. Like Spider-Man had cool powers. He could stick to shit. He could, you know, he could swing, had good reflexes, and he had a lot of strength. And then the scientist part of him built the web shooters. Mm-hmm. That was, all that stuff was really cool to me when I was a kid. But now it's like, oh, he's got these fucking things. He can see things.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well,
where is his Spidey sense gone? And now it's just the Tony Stark suit. Like, I just don't need everyone in the fucking Marvel Universe to be Iron Man. That's my problem.
And I feel you, but, right, like, even back in the day, a lot of these characters, and I'm not talking specifically about Spider-Man, but Tony Stark, they had a lot of money, right? And they had the technology. So now they're just kind of infusing it for the time.
We don't really need that. Like, Vulture didn't need to be a fucking transformer. Like, I don't need all this technology.
Super hyped him up. Like, oh, yeah. Vulture just got fucking wings and shit.
Right. And like, even though I never read the comic, I always just like draw the pictures or whatever. I never like actually read the comics. Right. But I think I've said this before. I don't have a problem with them like making stuff a little bit more realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, we can see that happen. We can see him like wanting to build that suit for him, and him being a kid, and he have to kind of go through this phase of trying to build up to be Spider-Man. How are you just gonna jump and be Spider-Man? You know what I'm saying? Right. So I like that element that you build that character. You know, he has his downfalls and all that. It's like, yeah, of course he would. I mean, he's not gonna just know how to shoot and hit a roof and then swing from it. He's not gonna know how to do that just off top. So I like that element that they bring to it. It's a realistic element.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I just didn't need the weird thing that he had, like the fake Siri shit.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not giving anything away.
Yeah. Okay, shit. Okay.
But I just didn't need that.
You like Marvel movies?
Yeah, I don't like Marvel movies. Do you like? I don't, but Spider-Man is the best one.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? You know what? I was talking to Dope Knife the other night about this.
I want
to
see it.
Do you think that we loved Spider-Man so much because they fucked up like 3 or 4 other times?
Nah.
I kind of think that that's part of it.
You mean,
I think
the last two ones was
the last five were terrible.
I wouldn't go that far. They were tolerable.
That first one,
they were tolerable.
Yeah, like,
the first one was good.
The first two were good.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Bullshit. Tobey Maguire was garbage. Okay.
The second and third one was awful.
Okay. Though. Okay. Who was
a good Spider-Man?
Tobey was not a good Spider-Man.
You know, like,
maybe it's just nostalgia.
I think that people only like Tobey Maguire if they didn't read the comics. Tobey Maguire was not Peter Parker at all. Peter Parker was a goofy, nerdy kid like the guy they have now.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire was a little bit too normal to be Peter Parker. Then when they tried to reboot it,
it was just bad.
That was worse.
Oh, with the other guys, the new guys,
that was worse. Andrew, whatever his name,
the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yes, that was worse. Bad. That one was worse.
Who did fight in that one?
The gator, some gator,
the lizard,
lizard, yeah, lizard.
Then I think Doc Ock was one
and
of them.
Jamie Foxx
and Electro.
That was so bad. That was so bad. That was worse than the Toby to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Tobey Maguire ones were
the
fucking garbage.
Was cool.
I just told you he wasn't Spider-Man. He wasn't Peter Parker.
But he wasn't a super cool guy.
But he was not nerdy enough. I think he came across awkward.
He was more awkward than nerdy.
Yeah, it was more awkward.
But this new one is.
And then the villains were bad. And then the way they did Venom. When he got, all of a sudden he was Mr. Cool, he's walking, that was so fucking dumb.
That was the third one. That was awful, dude. That was so awful.
But I think the reason we love this one so much is because they finally got Peter Parker right.
I feel that.
And because the other five were bad.
I think that's discrediting what this movie is, man. That actor did a really good job as Spider-Man, and I think they told the story very well. Like, for real.
They did, but I don't think they really had to do all that much.
Was the movie really long?
No, it's like maybe 2 hours.
It's typical Marvel movies.
Yeah, if you've seen all the other Spider-Man.
Did Zendaya have a significant role in that movie?
Yeah.
The who?
Really?
Yeah. The black chick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She's like his love interest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was she good?
Which I thought was good. I was like, oh, boy, I see Spidey.
I mean, but you need
Look
Spidey.
At you now. Oh, now you
get you some of that chocolate, that boy.
Yo.
I can't be rooting for her. I like her.
I felt some type of way when I stayed all the way to the end.
I did too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I did
Captain
too.
America was like,
that was bullshit.
Y'all spoiled.
That was bullshit. You know what?
Y'all got clever. You,
yeah, they got us. It was clever than the motherfucker, but I felt some type of way.
I did.
Every damn movie, y'all done conditioned us.
I'm thinking it was to tie it to the next one.
Yeah. I did feel some type of way. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all think y'all funny. But I didn't feel, I was like, okay, that's clever.
And I love that. And I love
you. You and me.
I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset.
Because you know, in these Marvel movies, it's two times that they give you, right? Like, the credits start, and then you get like a little snippet, and then you wait all the way to the end. So for them niggas to give me like that twice.
And I'm sitting there waiting and stuff, man. I'm like,
just here.
Really?
And see, I was already pissed off because I had, you know how we do sometimes. I had some black folks show up with their fucking children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I care. He was still there.
Yes. Oh, I told y'all.
What time of day?
Yeah, it does.
It matters. It matters most of the time.
Yeah.
But I only see movies at 10 a.m. on Sundays because I figure everybody's at church, and I figure there's not going to be that many people there. So I go, I go to the hood theater that's over off of Lawrenceville Highway.
Black people
don't know. North DeKalb.
Yeah, North DeKalb Mall. That's the one I go to every time. $4 So I got there.
Wait. This is great information. What? $4 where?
I've told you this before, Rod.
Yeah. North DeKalb Mall.
Information. Why you put his hands together? That's what
he's doing. It's not that far from a job.
Yeah. It's North DeKalb Mall.
Yeah. I've been to North DeKalb Mall, but that's not far. Yeah, I know where it is. I've been there, but I didn't know like it is a certain. That's the matinee price, right?
No, it's not. Yeah, the regular price is only $6.
Yep. How?
I got the regular price.
I told you about the one.
No,
yeah. It's just. I mean, it's not a nice theater.
They put it up on a Mac.
But it's doable.
I have to watch.
I'm with Rod. Dolby Cinema IMAX only.
These are the only movies I have to watch.
Motherfuckers out of here. Oh, bougie ass motherfuckers.
Hey, call me. Because what they put into it, man, you want to watch it till it is full, like systems.
So like sound systems. Like you want to watch it to its full capacity. Like movies like this.
Nah, it's Spider-Man swinging around and shit.
I'll watch it to its full capacity when I get it at the crib on my 4K.
It makes a difference though. Rob put me onto that IMAX shit. I wasn't on that IMAX shit because I think I saw I think I went to see Batman in IMAX because you told me to.
Right.
The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. And I've
they shot it on IMAX cameras.
Yeah, and I have been hooked every. I can't see a regular ass movie.
Ken is bad and bougie. Only see IMAX movies,
bro.
Get out of here, man.
You gotta see these.
No, you don't.
You're doing it.
I enjoy the shit out of it. I don't need no motherfucking IMAX.
Because you haven't had the IMAX or Dolby.
So once you haven't had the IMAX,
once you get it, you're gonna be like,
IMAX experience, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, dog. It's a wrap.
My money is more important than IMAX.
So you've never been to IMAX?
I mean, if I have, I don't remember.
How much more?
You haven't remember.
It's a lot more.
It's a lot more.
Like $9, $20.
$9.
It's double.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movies like,
it's
not six. Are like $20.
If it's six, is 12. It, I'm for
and, like the matinee is like 10 or 12.
And especially okay, so if it's 3D,
that's still cheaper.
Because I would like to keep my $6 in my pocket.
But you're not getting the full experience.
Go, I'm getting a good enough experience. I'm seeing. I saw the fucking movie. Right. I saw Spider-Man swinging around. I saw the motherfucking vulture.
But you didn't really see Spider-Man.
You didn't really see. Like, he wasn't right here.
Yeah.
Now the only plus about going in them IMAX, it ain't a lot of people in there because motherfuckers ain't gonna be
paying. Where I am,
they ain't gonna be paying that money.
Not,
they ain't gonna be paying
the fuck. I'm going to see movies.
I would be onto IMAX too. You remember when we went to see what was it, Harry? I can't believe I'm saying this on Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
Harry Potter and
IMAX.
What's
wrong with that?
Because I just had. I mean, I can't.
Because it was the final.
Because Rod tries to pretend sometimes that he's still like this hard dude from Pensacola.
I'm not.
But, hey, what's
but
like,
you,
I don't
but you over here with
Harry's
little baby wand and shit.
It's a part of me.
Bingham.
Right.
It's a Bingham.
You fucking it up. Hey,
Bingham.
Yeah.
You can jump it up. Stop fucking up Harry Potter. magic lines too, Mike. I don't appreciate that shit.
I didn't know Harry Potter was soft.
Huh?
I didn't know Harry Potter was soft.
What's up?
For black people, come on, man.
I don't watch that shit. I don't fucking know.
Exactly.
See, look what you said. I don't watch
that shit. No, I don't give a fuck about that stuff. But if I liked it, I would care.
Black folks don't want to go see fucking Harry Potter.
That was the final one, wasn't it? Didn't we go see the final one?
Yeah.
That theater was dope.
I mean, I wasn't fucking with Harry Potter like that.
I was like a kid.
I was Harry Potter from the very beginning.
I just went to Universal Studios. I was like a fucking
fuck that.
La La Land.
That shit seemed boring.
It seemed boring.
Sorry.
Wait, you went to the ride at Universal?
I don't like medieval shit. I'm not into Game of Thrones either.
You don't like Game of Thrones?
No.
You fucking up there. So
yeah, you fucking up there. What just happened? What? How?
I don't. Do you want me to say it again? Because I don't regret it.
I mean, you don't have to say it again. I heard you loud.
Have you tried watching it, or did you just like walk in on the middle of
it? I literally know that I cannot stand like medieval shit or things that are like, go find the sword 3,000 years ago.
No.
I don't give a fuck.
Game of Thrones is good.
Yeah, Game of Thrones isn't that.
I'm with you. I don't like dragons.
But people
like
be dying and shit.
Nah, Sophie,
and I hear
Sophie,
that they.
That's Sophie, why it's tough. Look. Let me tell you. Right. Let me tell you. My fiance is exactly like that. She don't like no medieval.
Beyonce
trust
likes
me.
It.
That's cool.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't.
You don't like.
But look,
oh,
I'm,
come on.
I'm telling you.
I just didn't give a fuck to try it out.
You got to, Sophie. And I'm telling you, stick it out through the first season because the first couple episodes is a little slow.
You gotta stick it out.
Yeah.
Are they an hour long?
I'll put it to you like this. Yeah. Right. I guarantee you, you will start to binge watch it.
But they're short.
Oh, my God.
You will start to binge
just
watch it.
Watch it. Just
guaranteed.
Try.
Yeah. You ain't gotta try. You might just not like
yeah, you
it.
Might, yeah, you might.
I literally probably won't. Are there dragons?
Yes.
Eventually. Shit.
But they come in later.
Yeah, eventually.
Them dragons are bad as a motherfucker.
That's not rewarding. Like,
God damn,
I wish they went away.
Them dragons
sooner.
Don't fuck around.
But it's a build up to it.
Did the dragons talk?
No.
Look, I don't know.
It's not that corny.
No, it's not How to Train a Dragon shit.
Like, it. Whenever, like Lord
that's
of the Rings and
that
kind of shit, I hate that stuff.
Yeah, it's not
that. I hate that stuff.
Wait, you hate what?
Like Lord of the Rings.
Trash.
Like, yeah, I don't like that kind of shit.
So but what's the appeal of it? What makes it not trash?
I think the appeal of it is you really get emotionally connected to characters.
Oh, God. But don't they be killing everybody off?
But that's why it's good, because you get emotionally invested in these characters, then somebody really popular might die.
It's a different
like,
way of storytelling.
What the fuck are they going to do
now?
And then they bring somebody else in.
Nah, it won't.
Don't watch it.
No, you know why? Have y'all seen Orange is the New Black?
Mm-mm. Not the new season, but
I've seen all
it.
Of them.
Yeah. This last season,
well,
the last season
sorry.
Was not very good.
When they killed Pusey, I was fucking.
Oh shit!
Well,
I didn't
good
know
luck
I didn't
to. Yeah, he too. Just said he hadn't watched it.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry. I said
you know what? What happened to Spider-Man? we gonna get Sophie back. What happened to get her, Rod? What happened to Spider-Man, bro?
Tell him about the twist.
What was the twist?
I'm sorry.
Tell her. I'm trying to think of something.
Twist was
okay. If you run it back,
remember when Child Gambino died? Remember when he was giving him the suit and he got shot. The head. There
hey,
you go,
what
Sophie.
Did you think about him?
Pusey
died.
Bro, I know it was heartbreaking, bro. It was heartbreaking, but I don't know why Sophie did that to you.
Yeah. Oh my God, Sophie!
Oh my God!
Because that was like the main thing of the season. I can't believe. That was
no,
like that was like this motherfucker that was like, hey man, you ever seen Unbreakable? Because I don't like M. Night. I wasn't even talking.
I'll just text everybody.
Because I just hadn't had a chance to, but I've been avoiding it.
Unbreakable, though,
I've been avoiding it.
So Did you know what's gonna happen?
I knew something happened, but I just didn't know what it was, so I intentionally avoided watching anything original.
I'm saying my text now.
Well, you don't know. How, you don't know how it happens.
Oh my God!
Mike just test us.
I'm not he's done. Texting. I'm texting now. You guys now just to see if anybody really wants to even hear what anyway. I have
okay,
to say.
Okay, go ahead. But,
you know, I can just we can have like a group call later, just like maybe us five without Rod. Rod clearly don't give a fuck about what I'm talking about.
Oh my God! No, go ahead.
Real this shit,
I don't even remember what I was saying. No,
it was something about Unbreakable.
You'll be all right.
Yes, because yeah. I hate M. Night Shyamalan. Mm-hmm. I've never liked any of his movies. And I was working at
Sixth Sense.
I didn't even like Sixth Sense.
You are petty.
But I'm just saying. Hey, does anybody want to hear it? Yeah.
Go ahead.
This should be the new cover.
Maybe I should need to text again because Sophie don't care what I got to say.
Wow, Mike. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I was working at this art store, and I remember the dude that worked over in the pen department. He was like, "Hey man, how come you don't like M. Night Shyamalan?" I'm like, he's corny. Like everything I see is just like, oh, it's a twist. So I'm looking for the twist, and half the time I'm like, oh, I know what the twist is. And he's like, no, you should see Unbreakable. That's his best movie. Like at the end, when you find out that Samuel L. Jackson was the one setting everything up, and I was like,
so why am I gonna watch it?
So why in the fuck am I gonna watch this after you just told me? I paused. Stupid. I just looked at him and I was like, did you seriously just fucking do that? And he's like, no, it's still a good movie. I'm not gonna go watch it now.
It changes everything.
Cause now I've still never seen it.
Especially with that movie.
Yeah.
Right, because from what I understand, you never expected that.
Mm-mm.
I hate when people do that shit like that.
Yeah, he fucked it all.
Alright, so Spider-Man. Since we can't, well, Sophie hasn't seen it, so
we talked enough about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
really
I mean,
I'll still go see it.
Oh my damn.
Let's go.
Oh my damn.
You seen Transformers?
No,
yeah, I heard it was trash.
Don't.
Well, no, I used to be a Transformers ass.
It's not just y'all. I've heard it everywhere.
Bro.
I used to be I wait for it.
That movie.
We gotta talk about it. It's been out for like 8 months.
Jesus. No, I'm not. I don't care about giving away fucking spoilers because that movie was garbage.
You can give away whatever they
garbage.
The movie is a spoiler.
Yes, the movie is a spoiler. It's garbage.
I didn't want to go see it.
Yeah, no, I heard it was trash.
I saw it on Fire Stick because I was like, I'm just not gonna go to the theater.
I told y'all, I gave up.
I couldn't believe it. No. You don't understand, B. You really don't.
No, B.
You really don't understand.
Why would I go see it and y'all telling me I'm not gonna sit in almost 3 hours?
But everyone says that the movies are bad. This one is not bad.
Even,
it's trash.
So why would I go see that? Why would I go see that?
But I still don't think you understand the magnitude of the situation.
Of the trash.
You really don't understand.
Y'all are so emotional about how bad this movie is.
But I'm saying, once
you
see it,
understand.
No, I know. But I'm saying, when you actually, if you ever do actually see it,
fire stick that hoe.
You're going to be like, fire stick, what? The fuck
is happening?
Wait, Mike, is Michael Bay still producing them?
This is apparently his last one.
Fire stick.
But it wasn't.
Is he just still blowing shit up for no reason?
Firestick.
I've never really I think that's like an overhype. I don't think Michael Bay is a great director, Firestick. But if you're gonna do Transformers, you need shit blowing up.
I'm not saying that you don't. I just don't feel like
Firestick.
Like some things are just not fucking realistic when they do certain things.
Well,
like
I mean,
that.
It's robots from the sky.
No, I mean, I know that, but it's like you can still do it in a way where it's like, oh, that fucking makes sense.
The blowing up wasn't the issue.
Okay, what was the issue?
The story.
It was such.
What was wrong with the story? Oh, shit.
It was Firestick, just like. What the fuck
it's
were you thinking?
Are you gonna go see it? Like, I wanna know what happened.
I didn't see the movie. But how the hell my guy Prime got red eyes? How Prime?
Well, that happens. So that was the part that bothers me. And I know this is like some nerdy shit, but I hate when they try to take stories that really happened in the Transformers universe and then they just fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an era after Prime died when they brought him back and he was evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to do that. But they butchered it. They butchered it so fucking bad that it was infuriating. It was like, why would you even bother bringing that element into the fucking movie? You're going to ruin it.
Yeah, just completely ruin that element.
And then they brought in, they made, okay, so Unicron is the big planet eating thing. Okay.
He's supposed to be in this too?
He's the Earth.
Right.
Yeah.
The Earth is Unicron.
Right, it's not
But he never does anything. He never transforms. He never eats any planets. They just say at some point, oh, well, you know, the Earth is Unicron. But that shit wasn't even my biggest problem. You know what my biggest problem was?
What?
These motherfucking baby dinosaur Transformers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait, yeah, the Dinobots?
The baby Dinobots. Do you ever remember this?
Yeah.
Well, I never read it.
Why would there be baby Dinobot Transformers? Do they grow? Do they age? What the fuck is this?
I don't think I remember the baby Dinobots.
If you go back and watch when Marky Mark is in there. Oh, Marky Mark. How the fuck is Optimus Prime with a fucking sword holding off a Transformer? What the fuck is this?
What have I always told y'all?
Oh my God.
White people can do some amazing things in movies.
You're right.
And that is another example.
That was Cooper Gooding. He'd have died, huh?
Oh, he'd be, yeah.
That was, what's his name? Tyrese. Wasn't Tyrese in one of them?
And
if that was Tyrese, he'd have been dead.
And white women, too, like in Jurassic Park.
Bro, this motherfucker fought off a fucking Transformer.
In hand-to-hand combat. With a sword.
All he had was a fucking sword. And okay, fine, I get the sword is powerful.
Yeah.
But this Transformer's coming down with his full force.
Oh, so you're talking about like a super big Transformer.
Not the regular Transformers, they're all super big.
No, because you remember Jazz is always kind of smaller.
No, he wasn't.
It don't Jazz? It, compared, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The only one that was bigger in the comic books was Bumblebee.
I'm glad we didn't see this.
Oh, we didn't even talk about
this. Like in the cartoon movies, Bumblebee was smaller.
Yeah.
In the regular movies, he's normal size like all the other Transformers. I want to say it was
baby and watch this.
Oh. You need to help like control this.
Guys, stop it. Mike.
Who else wants to say something? Because I have like something that makes me want to.
It's a conversation, damn it.
I love it.
Is it? All right, what you got to say, Ralph?
No, I was just trying to listen to you.
All right, B, what you got to say?
Have the conversation.
Fire stick
the
home.
Ken, you have anything else to say about this garbage movie?
We didn't even talk about the medieval shit. That's the shit. That's when I test
like, King Arthur and all that shit.
Oh my God! Seriously,
What was the wizard?
Merlin. I had to test Rod.
Instead, he had Transformers helping him. Are you fucking serious?
Wait, hold on. I'm lost. Wait.
Bro, you just gotta see it for yourself. It's one of those things you got. Like once they did that, I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
And fucking man. Oh my God! Is it Dustin? Not Dustin Hopper. What's the other guy's name?
Andrew Hopper. Who's an amazing actor?
He was an amazing actor, but what the fuck was he in this?
I think Marky Mark is a great actor. I don't know why he was in this either.
Yo,
this movie is garbage.
Yeah, it's
trash.
What's up? That's cool.
That's what I was. This is what I was trying to tell y'all. Like, this movie is.
It's almost like they ran out of ideas.
It's almost like they were trying to make it bad on purpose.
I know
there was shit where you were just like, "Well, why do you even do that?" Like, how did this get approved?
And then, like, you don't have no sort of compassion for the... What was the girl's purpose? The little girl's purpose?
Oh, God. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, what was her purpose?
Yeah. None.
None, bro. Like, I'm telling y'all. Like, it's like... It's like they just threw some shit together. Yeah. Like, it's really
then
bad.
Then they killed off her homie Transformer, and you didn't even really care because we didn't have... Like, okay, I can't front. In the other movies, like, when they killed the other like you for a minute you're like
because they build that character up a little bit. They didn't do this with this girl.
This dude just the buddy Transformer just showed up and in 5 minutes he's dead and we're supposed to care?
Damn.
What the fuck is this? Man, come on, man. This movie is fucking garbage.
And then it was trying to force you to have some sort of compassion for her, but we don't even know like what her situation
is. Who is you?
Like, who are you? Are you tied to anyone in this movie?
No. She had no
nothing.
Point. She really had no purpose in that movie whatsoever. Unless they were just trying to make it to where there was some kind of female character. There was the other chick.
Yeah.
Who was like Marky Mark's kind of sort of love interest, which was just lame as fuck.
Which they forced.
Which they totally forced. Man, I don't understand, bro.
I did think the thing with him shooting himself out of the... submarine. I thought that shit was funny.
I don't even remember that shit either.
That shit was.
I don't even remember them being in that submarine.
You know, I think the thing about
when they had to go down to the ship that was underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's when they bring the ship up, and then Prime comes back trying to kill. Okay, and wait. Since when can Bumblebee break into 35 different pieces and come back together? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was some new shit.
How did they even do that?
And
then Prime tore his car doors off, and the next thing you know, the shit just come back. I'm pink. I was like, why can't anybody do that?
Like a fucking Lego.
Yes.
Like, that shit made no sense.
Why can't everybody do that? Then
nobody would die.
No one would die.
Yeah.
Man, this shit was just God.
It was pathetic.
And then they I'll tell you the one part I did think was dope. I can't front. When Bumblebee got his voice thing back and somebody said something to him and he started playing I Don't Fuck With You.
Yeah.
I can't front. That shit cracked me up.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
The only good part of the whole movie. The rest of it was trash.
Wow. And then they had the big prime moment. What was that one liner he had?
I don't even remember.
Oh, I can't remember what it was.
It's like I Take You All On or some shit.
No, that was that was in.
Now I know it was something similar to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, did you forget who
did
I was?
Did you forget who I was?
That was so corny.
So corny.
Did y'all forget my name?
Right. You remember I told y'all he tried to have that moment, but it came off corny? That was that moment.
That was it.
Wow.
I was like, wow, they couldn't even do that right.
And they fucked up Hot Rod. I was like, why would you even put Hot Rod in this movie? For what?
That hurt my this heart, point, man.
Hot Rod was the one that took over.
He became part.
Why would you do this? He was some lame like French car. He didn't really do anything. He was just like yapping in the background. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Hot Rod was one of my favorite Transformers.
Me too. When he became Rodimus Prime, that shit was so dope.
Man, that movie, that was hurt.
Man,
anybody
trash.
See Planet of the Apes?
I still haven't seen it. But my mom told me the ending though.
I saw it.
No shit.
No. Okay, I'm gonna tell you this real quick. Then I got a jet. So if anybody hasn't seen Planet of the Apes, turn this off right now for a hot second. So my mom hates every single movie where, I think I told you all this. She hates every movie where the good guy dies. Has everybody seen Planet of the Apes?
No. I've seen
it. I haven't.
I've seen
it. But it doesn't matter.
Do you care about the ending? No. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
So, what about y'all too? Y'all don't matter anyway. Anyway. Yeah. So, I'm kidding. God. All right. So my mom hates all movies where the good guy dies. She hated fucking Logan. She hated Rogue One. She just hates anything where the good guy dies.
Mm.
She just liked that. So we're all out to dinner, and my mom is like, "Ooh, have y'all seen Planet of the Apes yet?" And I was like, "Oh, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet." And my cousin looks at my mom and was like, "Don't see it." And my mom was like, "Why?" And she looked at me and she goes, "Remember what we were talking about?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Don't see it," back at my mom. And I was like, "Oh, thanks. So you just told me that the good guy dies."
Mm.
So then my mom was like, "Oh, well, I'm going to go see it anyway." So my mom goes and sees it. And then she calls me after she leaves the theater. And she's like, "Did you know that Caesar died?" And I was like, I kind of had a hint based on what Tara said. But now, yeah, now I fucking know that Caesar dies.
So you didn't go see it?
I mean, I'll still go see it. But apparently that was like the big shocker is that Caesar dies.
Yes. Now, it wasn't a big shocker for me.
Wow.
Wait, is that like the main?
I was the main monkey.
Like, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I was sad.
Is that like the new HNIC? Is the main monkey?
What's funny is that I don't even, because when I say, man, I'm going to go see that monkey movie, I don't even refer to him as Ape. So I just thought that was the main monkey, Eminem. Anyway. So what for
I
me?
Don't know. Just, okay.
Yeah. Keep going, kid. Just keep going.
Let's just keep
going. Work through it. Work through
Let's just keep
going. Work through it.
Act like it didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Act like it didn't happen.
Hey, ancient school anyway. So like for me, because as soon as I heard Cornelius, I was like, oh man, I don't think Caesar gonna make it out of this one.
Who was Cornelius?
Cornelius was his son, and he was a prominent figure.
And I get it.
Yeah, in the older movie. So I was like, I don't think old boy gonna make it. But I was holding on, hoping that they didn't, because Caesar's that motherfucking dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's sad for me because we only got like 3 movies of him. And I think the guy, Matt Reeves, said he wants to do another one because he did the second one and then he did this one.
Mm.
So he wants to do another one. But
he shouldn't have killed off Caesar. God damn it.
But I think Cornelius is gonna rise up, but man, Caesar was that dude. But this one was like one of the things I didn't quite like about it, because the action was
it was more dialogue.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. There wasn't a lot of action.
There wasn't a lot of action.
You know what's funny though? My mom had the same shit that you were saying, and I had to tell her to stop. She was saying that same shit about how she thought the black people were the apes and they were fighting the white people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and she was saying this shit in public, and I was like, you need to stop.
Oh, no.
And she was telling my younger cousins this shit. I mean, she was kind of laughing while she was saying it, but I was like, tell me you don't really believe that. And she's like, well, kind of, that's what it made it seem. You know, we the monkeys, and we the monkeys have to kill. I'm like, how would you feel if you walked up on a white person saying that? And my mom goes, oh, no, they can't say that. But I can say that.
It's like, you're stupid. Out here like Tariq Nasheed. Oh,
let me ask you this.
Fucking dumbass.
Let me ask you this, Ken. Was I the only one that thought, like, okay, so are we still on that? Like, nobody cares at this point?
Say it quick, 'cause I gotta go.
I'm sorry. When the cavalry came, like, to kill off that
is this like a big part of the movie?
Yeah.
Right, I'm a Jet.
Yeah,
I'm a Jet. Y'all keep talking.
Was I the only one that thought like that was?
Can I leave?
Okay, my bad. Fuck, let's move on.
You can't hear.
Let's move on.
I can't hear you anymore.
Let's just move on. Let's just move on. No, let's just move on. Like, cause this, yeah, it's no point in talking about this. No, it's no point. It's no point in talking about it. Like, cause we kind of talking around shit. Oh, we might as well just move on.
Well, I'm the only one that cares. He doesn't care, and she don't care. So just do it.
We don't matter.
But I also don't
care. You clearly
care.
Have something to say. All right, y'all.
All right, man.
Peace out, Mike.
Got an empty seat.
All right, is he out of here? Is he? Oh, there you go.
I'm gone.
when they came, was I the only one that thought that might have been more apes that killed them off? Did you at any point think that was apes that actually killed the humans at the end? Like when
oh,
because I thought it was like, okay, this is gonna be like the actual takeover of the apes.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
You didn't think that? Nah. I did, because they didn't show their faces.
They didn't. But
I was like, wait. They have to save money.
Because
I thought this was this supposed to be like the final,
right? And see, because it was the final,
like it was like.
Oh, so you did see it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't seen it? You haven't seen it? Oh, okay. So you thought it then?
Yeah. I felt like if this was supposed to be like the trilogy, the final one, I didn't feel no climatic, like I didn't feel it because when Caesar went back up to go see Woody Harrelson's character, I was like, I thought okay, this is about to be on now.
Yeah.
And it was he up here.
Dying.
Can't even speak. I'm like, really?
That was a little weak.
Because, you know, the last one, you felt that climatic, like, oh, he about
yeah,
to
it wasn't
and
that.
Get, and get
it
Kim,
wasn't
you know,
that,
like,
yeah.
It wasn't that in this one. That was my disappointment with this. I'm like,
I think people hyped this one up. I think the second one is better than
the
this
second
one.
Because
people
better.
Were saying this one was better than the second
no.
one.
No, the
no
second
way.
One was better.
No way.
The second one, you had all different types of emotions. You had
right.
with Kumba shooting Caesar, and then it's like he going
and
back.
And they tried to tie, because he was such a strong character, they just tried to tie him into this one.
Yeah. But I just feel like it wasn't no. I didn't feel like it was just okay. This is it. Like I didn't get no. This is it moment. Like when stuff was going down, like you said, right? I was thinking, okay, this is it. This is it.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't it.
It lacked that. It was really more about storytelling, telling it from like Caesar's perspective of how.
I mean, but did he die though?
He saw everything.
Did Caesar die or did he just rest?
He gone, bro. He is out.
Cause I thought he like rest. I thought he
rested
like,
for good. Yeah. Yeah,
cause I thought he was just tired just from fighting. You know, he was wounded. I thought he was just tired from fighting.
Nah.
So I ain't take it. When I left the theater, I ain't take it as Caesar died. I thought he was just.
Nah, he died, bro.
Yeah,
he did?
Man.
Yeah, he definitely
like,
died.
Like, what made y'all think he died?
Because he said about, yeah, he said it, and then, like, yeah, he just, like, he took his phone.
He said, I'll let your son know what type of man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, nah, he died. He definitely died.
They took him out.
I forgot he said that. Yeah.
And you just see the way he was slumped over, like he.
Right, and I just thought he was just kind of like.
Nah, he wasn't tired. He was dead.
Yeah, you're right. He did say that though.
He was dead.
Yeah,
he was dead.
Yeah, that was a little anticlimactic for me.
Nah, it was. It definitely was.
That was my issue with that.
Okay, great. So our next question is from Andrew Singer. Hey, guys, I heard.
He gave first and last.
He really did. He out here.
All the way.
It's Andrew S. or something. Shit.
Oh, sorry.
What's his date of birth?
I just be reading shit, y'all. Sorry.
What's his blood type?
For the social.
Right. Okay.
I got credit card scams over here.
Hey, guys. I hear stories all the time where guys effortlessly talk to girls and get their number, but whenever I try to do that, I never know how to approach them and initiate the conversation. Any ideas?
You bitch.
I knew Kim was about to say.
Hey, where them bitches be?
I knew
already.
Where them bitches
be?
How you giving bad advice before the question
even
come out?
Even finish, yo.
Go ahead. God dang. Go ahead, Sophie.
Somebody gonna give us an update one day. Just be like, yo, I listened to what Ken said. I got fucked up.
Yep.
I'm waiting on that to happen.
I'm
a Sue Ken ass.
Wait, y'all.
Sophie, I'm sorry.
Any ideas or methods that have worked for you guys? Appreciate everything you guys do. And then he shouts you out, B. I guess, you know, he's showing you some love or whatever. Anyways, thanks. And one love, Andrew S.
So, Andrew,
if he's short, you go with the high.
Am I tall enough? I already know how this is going to go. Y'all going to give y'all opinions. Some of them are going to be shitty. I'll disagree. So, let's just start.
Okay. Well, how about you start off?
Yeah,
as the woman of the group, like you, like it's
what's
like,
the best approach? How does a man retrieve your digits?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question.
Personally, the my number. You know what though? This is gonna be annoying.
No, it's not going.
Okay, Okay.
I want to hear your perspective from a woman's perspective.
This is my personal perspective. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if I want to talk, if I want to give you my number or if I want to talk to you, it's 9 times out of 10 because I wanted you first. And you just so happen to walk up to me. Or shit, I just walked up to you. I don't give a fuck. But I really don't like when people try and solicit my number for me because it's like, I really, you're probably in my way. Like, I'm probably shopping or, like, going to my car or getting off a bus or doing something else, having my headphones in or some shit. So when people come up to me and approach me, it's like, ooh, why are you here? Versus, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there has to be a mutual, like.
So when's the best time to approach?
I was about to say, is this
well,
okay,
so it depends. 3 p.m. on Tuesdays. It depends.
I know, right?
So if you know.
Schedule it. Get the app.
Well, no. Okay, so for example, like, if y'all are in school together, right? Mm-hmm. You know you're going to see that person at another time.
Of course.
You don't have to approach them that specific time.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's more casual. But you.
You mean like in a social setting?
No. You were just naming a whole bunch of normal stuff that you would do that you wouldn't want somebody approaching you.
Like
right.
Shopping.
Exactly. Shopping, getting off the bus, doing whatever. So what you're saying is that there's only a certain amount of time in a day that you are receptive to an approach.
Basically. Or only like certain spaces, you're saying.
Certain spaces.
I mean, obviously, again, all of this shit depends and can be thrown out if I want to talk to you first.
Of course. See, like the first thing I thought of for
wait, I don't think she ever answered it though.
She then we're gonna get back to it though.
Yeah, we're gonna get back to it.
I
want to
give your answer, man. I want to.
No,
something.
It's not even that. It's not even that.
See, go
now
ahead.
You threw me off.
Okay.
I'm glad I threw y'all. What's your answer?
So we get back to it.
Fuck.
Tuesday.
Think
at
about
3.
It while she's saying hurt.
Whatever, man.
All right, fuck it. I'm gonna give you this advice.
If thank you.
I'm sorry,
you know, Sophie.
I'm sorry. You know I'm silly.
Okay. Anyway, so Andrew. So basically, this is what you gotta do. Figure out. You have to, like, make sure you're in a space where you know she not running to catch a bus or, like, doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to
don't
gauge.
Be an inconvenience.
Like, don't be retarded. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't like, be stupid about it. Like, whenever you're in a situation with her, whatever it is, if she's shopping or if she's going to class or whatever it is, make sure that there's enough time to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. Like, if you're trying to just get the number, cool. If you're trying to get the number and pitch, hey, you should like go out with me, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to like have a end goal in mind. Because if you just go up to her and you're like, I just thought she was fine, bitch. Okay,
that's so weird.
What the fuck does that mean to me in my everyday life? I don't
Wait,
care.
Yeah, so, that's not a good approach.
So what if like this is his only shot? Like he don't see you on a regular. It's just oh man, just let
be genuine about it.
How do you be genuine about it?
Just be like, yeah, I noticed. You know, I always catch you on.
It's like
a one time. This might be the only time you see this person.
Like Sophie getting off the train. It's like, goddamn, who's that? Boom.
I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
But see, you don't even want to be approached off of Marta though.
Right.
She got somewhere to be.
Look. Again, if I have not noticed you first, you're already an inconvenience at this point. So you have to like make up for it because you're already at a negative.
Like what if it's basically somebody that you just haven't noticed yet?
Mm-hmm.
And then you notice them once they noticed you.
And you're like, oh shit.
Well, you know within now the we're first noticing each you other. Know within the what first saying, 5 seconds of seeing somebody whether you're attracted to them or not.
What'd you say?
You know within the first 5 seconds whether you're attracted to somebody.
Right,
or
that's
not.
What I'm saying. So it might be
so
be this
the
guy.
Thing is, if yeah. you're fine. Okay, we can talk. But if you're
y'all
not, you have to work harder. Because at this
right,
point,
right,
you
right,
either
right.
have to make me laugh.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
got to do, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, something to, as you talked on a past episode, break the ice. Because you can't just be ugly and in my way. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like,
no,
what is that
you.
About?
That's real.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right, absolutely. Right, I have right. to, you have, it has to be some
but
sort
not
of
everybody's there. Always funny. But, like, yeah. sometimes, like, being corny can be, like, taken as, like, oh, like,
yep. yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
endearing.
He's trying. Exactly.
Like, he's trying.
Exactly.
But don't try to, like, so damn, like, I know you get this a million times a day, but you just been running through my mind all, like, what
so
kind
that's
of
what
shit?
Say to you?
No, but just, like, some dumb shit, like, what? Where is this all fucking right. going?
Give us one.
Drop something.
Like, okay, don't hit her with the, don't hit her with no fake shit, like.
What works for you?
No, she's answering this one
no,
first. Give
at this
us one.
Point, I can't say what works for me. I got to say what don't work.
Yeah, give us one.
Because shit.
Or two.
You got a boyfriend? Wasting my time. Why are you asking me that? Like, I don't.
Because he's trying to be respectful.
No, it's not respectful. It's you trying to see if I have a man to right. see like if whether I wanna, you want to
waste my guy's time.
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of guys use the whole boyfriend thing because they think that, okay, for example, women will try to, like, the reason why women say, oh, I have a boyfriend is because if I say I am not interested in you, you're going to try and convince me why I should be. If I say I have a man, that is another
What's
man that you
to
don't.
Do with me?
Yeah. Huh?
Like, I got a man. What's the got to do with me?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys take that as a quicker response to be like, okay, there's another guy in the situation. Like, let me just like do my own thing because he knows that there's potential to maybe get his ass beat or some shit like that. I don't know, but right. they don't take a woman. Okay, Ken. Well,
I'm listening. I'm listening.
But yeah, like if 9 times out of 10, if a guy approaches you and you're like, no, I'm not interested. Well, let me show you why you should be interested, or let me show you what I have, or I got this many followers, and this is what Ooh. I do, or whatever.
They use that?
Not like this many followers, but like they'd be like, oh, follow me on social media, so you know what I'm saying?
So
like, I have
hard to get doesn't you know, exist.
Not when you fucking lame as shit, and I already don't like you.
Mm.
But that's what they may think. That you're playing hard to get.
Nah, dog. Not if I say I'm not interested.
Some dudes don't know how to take that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
I know, isn't it?
So we in, ain't it?
But anyways, basically, it just depends. Honestly, it depends on the situation.
I'm not hearing any advice in her response.
I can tell you what not to do because a lot of shit.
I know that's what you're trying to do.
Rod is disappointed.
He is disappointed.
Because the thing is, there's no secret formula.
No, there isn't. But here's the thing. Maybe it's just perspective.
Because I mean, if all he wants to do is just get better at approaching women, then we could talk about it.
Yeah, because I think every man, I don't know every man, but most guys want to know a genuine way to approach a woman, right? I mean, why wouldn't you? Why would you want to just come out and just straight?
Of course.
I just feel like why?
Invade someone's space. You want if you like someone, you want to know the secret to like pursuing that person.
Try to figure out
everybody's different
common.
Though. Everybody's unique. Every woman is going to be unique. So therefore,
right.
In every situation, every scenario is going to be unique. So there's no one.
I'm not saying there is.
Wait,
all right. There's not a common denominator.
But there's things that you need to apply to.
Of
what
course.
You, yeah,
and there was something right. that you said, yeah. Sophie, that I thought was very prominent. Out of everything, the main thing I took out was the fact that have an end goal.
Yeah, because
don't just come up to just create small talk just to create small talk.
Because that's fucking pointless.
Exactly. If you want to get the number, my advice is this. Just be you. You are not going to be enough for every chick, and you're going to be more than enough for the other half of chicks.
I could have said that.
Okay, but that's not what you said. So that's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day...
Dr. FIFO in the building.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? All you can do is be you because you are the common denominator. Every woman that you approach is going to be completely different. But if you stick with your approach, be whatever you are. If you're nerdy and goofy, be nerdy and goofy.
If she like that,
she's going to love that. Yeah. If she don't like it, she's not for you. Move on to the next one. But at the end of the day, depending on regardless of the situation or whatever, you have to have an end goal. If you want to get the number, then make sure that you approach her and you say whatever you need to say.
I got advice now.
Okay, now she got advice.
You have to get the blood flow, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I would say have confidence, but at the same time,
don't come off cocky.
No, well, not only that,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, that's just fucking granted. Like, don't get fucking.
You think it's granted? No, just think it's common sense.
Yeah, no. I mean, people are crazy. But no, definitely have confidence. But at the same time, be able to handle rejection. Don't be a fucking loser. Don't be a fucking loser.
When you said
handle rejection.
But you know what? Wait, hold on before you go. Don't be. Be about it either though, because there's women out here that will just berate you just because you even approach them. So if you want me to handle it respectfully, then respectfully reject me. Don't just be out.
Oh, well, we're not talking about women, though.
You're right. But I'm just saying, sometimes men come out here and they be a little catty because of how you rejected us. Like, if it's just, I'm not interested right now, then as a man, all right, cool. And just keep on. But I'm just saying, I done seen some shit.
I done seen some shit.
I done seen some shit.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, make sure you know how to handle rejection, because... It's gonna like people say. It's gonna
like that. That's what I was gonna
appreciate different approach.
Piggyback off of what Sophie was saying. Like when you ask that question, like, do you have a boyfriend? Like, what you gonna do if she says yes? Like, walk away? Just say like, fuck you, bitch. Or like you gotta have a. an actual plan,
what
and asking that question doesn't get you anything.
Not like, at all.
What yeah. is the end?
It doesn't
goal.
Create an opportunity.
If exactly. If I'm thinking in my mind, what the hell was he thinking, and where the hell is he going with this? I'm already. You lost me.
Like, I don't care about
what
this
the
interaction.
Fuck are we
like, you know,
about?
Another great piece of advice: be observant. Because
yes.
Okay.
Like she, almost
observe a little.
Y'all acting like this person down. Got like all the time in the world.
I mean, we're not.
It doesn't take time, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, to use your eyes don't take time. You could boom, boom, and just see what's unique about her. Like, what type of shoes is she wearing?
That's not.
Is she rocking like a funky colored? Remember, again, just like I told Last Buddy, right?
It's is about she pissed? Icebreaker. Is she having a bad
exactly.
day?
Don't you, be gotta trying be, you gotta observe all that.
Did she pass by you and drop something?
Are they having a pissy ass day? What kind of shit is that? And then you all motherfucking bubbly, making it worse? What is that? No, like, you gotta meet people like...
Where
I mean,
are.
If you want to talk to her, you gotta meet her on... whatever level she appears to be on. If she's on some chill shit, just approach
so
on
be like,
chill
hey, Shawty, you having a bad day?
Nah, look.
Let me make it better. Like, that's corny, but that's cute.
I was being funny.
You saw she smiled, though?
I was being funny. Exactly. I was just being funny.
But it's not cute if you ugly, though.
You said what?
It's not cute if you ugly, though. Because then I'm like...
It has to be an attraction.
You making my day worse already.
I don't care what nobody says.
The first look, yeah.
I don't care what nobody says.
Unless you Bernie Mac funny. You Bernie Mac funny, it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know what, too? I think that within the first couple of seconds of talking to that woman, don't let your confidence go down. But, like, if you assess that she is not with the shits, you got to just be like, you know what? It's okay to back out and be like, you know what? Second thought, it's enough for me. Have a great day. Like, just, you have
like,
to.
Because
if she's giving you the death stare, like, nigga, why? Like,
why, are
body
language.
Why are you breathing?
Body language is important.
And that's
body
what people
read
are saying.
Read
like,
it.
Important.
Understand it.
Body language.
Learn
is
it.
Hella
fine. But I've seen people break through that, though.
Of course. But obviously this guy.
But there's
here,
a difference between bitch face and like, why the fuck are you talking to
no,
me?
No, I've seen chicks yeah, like, no, yo, I, like, yeah. I've seen like, I've been bringing around some dudes that have some yep. serious game. Yeah. I have. Yep. I don't have game.
But you can't.
But I've been around.
This don't sound like a person with a lot of game.
No, and that's,
so that's
what,
not.
That's,
something.
That's why we helping them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we helping.
But you can't just make that shit overnight.
No.
We just
look,
giving
look,
him
look.
The basics.
Look. All we trying to do, right? Because he was talking about in his question that he has
yeah,
some
what
homies.
Was his question?
No, I got you. He said he got some homies that makes it look easy just to get a girl's number, right? So to me, it sounds like his goal is to create the opportunity to get the number. Number one, we said, right? Like, you got to have confidence. Like,
absolutely.
You can't come up here. Like, well,
what if
he
just socially awkward?
I just saw you.
You're cute.
Well, then shit. Then you're yeah. going to have to find a socially awkward chick.
That's what I'm saying. What
that's
if,
as
right.
simple as that.
It's like, what if that's the situation? What if he just
if he's socially awkward, then he has to find somebody.
Or go
like
out with
that.
People that, like, you're comfortable with.
But that's not going to create an opportunity for him to get the digits of another girl just because you go out in a group. That doesn't mean anything. And matter of fact, when you try to approach a woman in a group where you came from, that's just not a good look.
No, not in a group or anything
so,
like that.
So
don't let your homeboys hit on somebody for you.
No, oh, absolutely. No, that's not what I'm suggesting either. I'm saying that if you're socially awkward and if you're in a position where you have friends who are more social than you or more outgoing or extroverted and you go out with them, you can, like, they can probably help you assess the situation a little bit better to where if y'all are looking, you know what I'm saying,
you can study them the same
together
way.
Or something like that. They can
that
be like, you know
don't
what?
Work. That shit don't work. You
no,
know
what,
why?
What
because
doesn't work?
Trying to go with a group and trying to assimilate yourself to other people's strategies and techniques. That shit don't work. Everybody's unique and everybody's going to have a unique approach. You just have to refine and have confidence in what you do. And you got to figure out what you do because, look, it's just like a slot machine, right? You pull that lever enough times, you're going to win something, right? So as you approach women, you're going to figure out what works and what doesn't work. No,
so it's just the context and then just the
oh market. slot machine. But I, look, man, it's just for people to get a visual. To
understand you're not, what you're I'm saying anything wrong, Ralph.
Nah, all right, like,
thank you.
You're not saying go after the same woman multiple times.
Yeah,
you're saying
no,
go after like
different
the more. I mean, because I agree with that point for sure. Like the more you do it,
you're gonna
like
win some, you're gonna lose some.
Yeah, it's practice.
You realize what works,
some,
what doesn't work, what you need to pay attention to, what you don't need.
Like at the end of the day, as a man, huh? Look, as a man,
once
right,
you get slapped, you ain't gonna say it again.
I know, right? As a man,
slot machine, that just didn't work that one time.
Okay. So you don't like that.
Wait.
You got a fat ass.
That shit can't work. But you got to go for the hood rat.
I was just about to say that.
That could work for the hood.
Take your ass to the projects.
That could work for the hood.
Take your ass to the projects. Roll, catch a young honey.
No. You know what? That probably won't even
roll up on.
You know who that line would probably work on?
Scarface, remember the diary?
You know who that line would probably work on? It would probably work on skinny girls. They love being gassed.
Well, that's.
Or you can listen to the floaters. Float on.
float on.
Ken. Aquarius. I love watching the sunrise. Drinking Starbucks.
But look,
listening to hip hop.
This guy here, I'm pretty sure that he has some things that are valuable to women. Things that make him
unique.
What the fuck is the word I'm looking for?
This guy actually sounds like me in a sense. I've never been that guy to just be hollering at chicks.
Me neither.
And then it's probably a Taurus thing.
Yeah, it's a Taurus.
So yeah, I've just
because you know how we
because
are.
Because like I'm like I don't like forcing situations.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a part of like
y'all are Tauruses.
Yeah,
I fucking hate y'all.
Oh, really?
Why
are
you
so
nice? Why you hate us?
You a Taurus too?
Yeah, I'm a Taurus.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So damn nice.
We all are nice. What are you talking about? Word,
what
I'm not nice.
So Taurus,
not
mean.
The ones I know.
So they mean.
So you don't think FIFA and I are nice?
We need to just have a signs episode, honestly. Because
you don't think FIFA and myself are nice?
Huh?
So you don't think we're nice? You won't consider us as nice?
No, you nice.
Damn.
He's not.
You nice under certain conditions.
What makes me mean?
Hmm?
You conditional.
That's what I'm
nice.
Saying. What makes me mean? Because I'm opinionated.
Not mean. We don't really have to do this right now.
No, we don't. I'm curious.
Go ahead.
I just don't like Tauruses. I'm sorry.
But what I'm saying, but me, like what I'm saying, I'm trying to understand. Like you said, B is nice. FIFO's nice.
Well, okay, he has a super like bubbly like fun personality.
Okay.
Okay. Are we agreeing?
Am I not?
You're not that bubbly.
Would you say I'm not bubbly? What are you talking? I have the joyful laugh. What are you talking about? I'm always laughing.
By the modest media ringtone. On iTunes.
Be like, well.
I'm really trying to understand this. What in the world?
Because I'm definitely not bubbly.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not bubbly.
I'm nicer than FIFO.
But I ain't bubbly.
I'm nicer than FIFO.
That's hilarious.
I am. He'll tell you that I am. I am. That's crazy.
I don't know.
When have I been mean to you?
No, not to me. No, I'm not personally offended by Rod.
Think about it. Like, out of everyone here, I probably care for you the most. Like, come on, how you gonna call me mean? Like,
I don't think that you're.
I'm really hurt by that. I'm seriously hurt. When we first met, like I made.
Oh my god! Not when we first met.
No, like come on.
I got to. I don't like you.
I'm offended. I'm offended. Because like I've been nothing but nice to Sophie. Like what do you mean?
I don't think that you're mean to me.
To who am I mean to?
So answer the question, is Rod nice?
Oh, man.
Yo, that's crazy.
Under certain circumstances.
That blows my mind.
You know what? Remember that conversation? It was a conversation that we had one time.
That we had?
Yes. I think we just...
This is some we good podcast that, juicy stuff right
now. No. I'm okay.
Is the mic still on?
Shut your ass up. Are you going to do that once every episode? It was a conversation that I think that we just have opinions that go like this. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of friction in between it.
Okay.
And I'm cool with that, but I just feel like, I don't know.
Because if we have different opinions, that's not necessarily mean that I'm not nice. If we just have a different opinion on things, that doesn't necessarily make me not nice because I have a different opinion from you.
Yeah.
How does that make me mean?
It's
because I respect your opinion, no matter what it is, even if I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
So how does I mean?
Not with me, just another situation.
But I'm like that with everyone.
Well, then there.
Even with Jay, like yeah, we have different opinion, but I'm still nice to Jay.
Are you? No, I'm just fucking with you.
I'm about to say, wait a minute.
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm in the twilight zone right now.
Really?
because I can be mean.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah,
I can be mean.
There it is.
I've seen it once,
but I'm not though. I choose not to be.
I know. Usually the nicest people that are the meanest ones.
They can
be
mean.
They be like, going crazy.
I can have a temper, but I'm not though. Yeah. I don't know. That's weird. That's weird.
We need to wrap. Someone come
I love y'all though.
So all right. So look.
I know you love them.
Right. Oh wow! So, okay,
we didn't give Buddy advice. Look,
how to get the digits?
Kind of did though. You don't get it.
I was about to give my advice. I was just gonna say that I've just never been someone that just forced situations. Like I like things to naturally happen. Like mm-hmm. if we vibe and we're in a conversation, mm-hmm. I think it'll happen. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It'll grow into that. You know what I mean? But
so let me ask you, because you're a tourist and I know exactly what you're talking about. So like you would rather approach a girl at a friend's house party versus a club?
Absolutely. I would never approach a girl in a club.
Because the club is pressure filled. I would suggest just based off of my personal experience. It is pressure filled.
No.
Because that's the expectation.
It'll be an environment.
Unless you see a standoffish chick that you like.
No, but even still, as a woman.
The club?
What, standoffish chicks?
No. Woman.
Look, woman. A woman that woman? Takes that
that's
amount of time.
One woman?
They out there at the club because they want to be scooped up.
Woman!
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea, Cam.
Absolutely. Look,
that's
bro.
The idea, but look.
Go to the club or the projects. And,
no, don't
and
listen that, to Ken.
Look, yo, no,
bad advice.
You, that's where they are. Or the gym. You can go to the gym too.
Long oh, that's oh, why, I literally hate
that's
all
why
these
why they're
places.
In there with the tights.
No,
on
don't listen
to the woman
man.
On the show.
And sweating,
do not talk to women in the gym.
Fuck no.
Do not talk to women in the gym. I swear to
you. You're looking good on that Stairmaster.
Do not.
Go ahead. Hey,
my fucking membership.
You want me to help you lift those dumbbells?
Dead ass.
That's all right. Hey, you want me to help you lift that weight?
You need a spot. You need a spot.
Hey, can you spot me real quick? Can you spot me real quick? Hold my phone. While you got my phone, won't you mind put your number in it while you at it? Hey, that's it. And, you know, in the club, hey, it's a little loud in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, let's step outside. Let's go somewhere where it's quiet. And then,
because you're going to have to pay for reentry, and she ain't.
No, we ain't coming back.
If it's worth the digits, we leaving.
That's what I'm saying. So you get up on it, you start dancing. Wait till some Luke and some shit come on like that because they're gonna have
some
a throwback. Luke. You know, Luke. Some booty music. You get on. That's the ones you want, man. The ones that are on their flow with their ass up in the air. Look for them. They are ready to give a number out. That's why they've been talking like that.
Hey, Ken.
That's what that's for.
It's
not like you're trying to take more than a number, Ken.
That's it.
If that's what you're watching for, then you're trying to get more than just a number, Ken.
That's what I'm saying. When we leave.
Nah, but he asking for the number, Ken.
Huh?
This is lesson two.
Hey, man,
you're advanced right now. We just trying to get him to get the opportunity to get
You can get the number.
This
the
starter pack. This the starter pack.
Let's go. Let's go somewhere where it's quiet, where we can talk. You ain't trying to talk. That's
oh
all
my
you ain't trying
God,
to talk.
Dude.
And then the projects, perfect. Find the ones that's outside, ain't doing shit. Maybe got a kid running around.
PayPal her $150.
Get the one that's on the bus stop.
Especially that's how you get the number.
And maybe hot outside, but keep your windows down, play some music. They start dancing.
Cash
music.
App her $150.
Sophie said, my cash is in the description. Just,
okay.
Just click that shit. I'll tell you how to get the number.
Hey, if you want some real advice, hit me up on Twitter. I got you.
Oh, my fucking God.
There we
Personalized
go.
Personalized advice.
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Look, like, Dr. FIFO will be on it, man.
I really fucking can't.
Bad advice, kiss. Go to the projects or the club or the gym.